You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome Murray Mayor Bill Wells.
Well, thank you for the invitation. We have a Make a Difference Day, number 95, on Saturday from 9 to 1 at Roy Stewart Stadium, and we've always had great cooperation with Murray State to let us use their parking lot. And, of course, the students aren't here right now, and that makes it better, so we don't have to dodge a lot of cars, because we have maybe 400 to 500 cars that will go through the line in 4 hours. So just so they can maneuver through the parking lot and do the different things they want to do to recycle. Plus, we have another added advantage, I think, on Saturday, because we'll have the shredder here. You can shred up to 51 pounds of material that you don't want anybody else to see. And CentOS does that professionally. And all we ask them to do is to do that for us for free, which they do. And then they can hand out business cards if they want. Plus, they're very community-minded, and they'll shred it right in front of you, which is kind of nice to see. And then the win-win situation is that they also will recycle that paper they take in. And we did that. They were here in October. They took in 4,500 pounds of paper in 4 hours, over, if my math is right, over 1,000 pounds an hour. That's pretty good.
There's not a lot of things more boring than shredding 51 pounds of paper goods on your own.
Well, yeah, that's true. And to have a professional do it right in front of you, which is really nice, and to know that they are that community-minded. I mean, they're not here in Murray, but you might see the CentOS, C-I-N-T-A-S, or Paper Record Destruction. I'm trying to get this whole thing out, PRD. Paper record destruction. I'll get this right in a minute. They sold out to CentOS, what it amounts to, but they still have a lot of business here, and they do it for us for free on the Make a Difference days. And they were here in October, as I mentioned. And we like to have them just before tax time, because we think that makes some good sense to our citizens if they want to come out and take care of some of that stuff.
And you might want to give the particulars of what will be accepted Saturday.
Okay, well, there's kind of a long list, and I'm glad to say there is a long list, because when we first started this in October of 1995, we did paper, and then we did aluminum cans for the Watch Center. And then we've added some things, and I'll go over the whole list if you'd like.
The paper
goes to the resource centers of both Murray and Callaway County. Last year, we took in 100 tons of paper just in that one venture alone. Eyeglasses always go to the Lions Club. And it's amazing to me. They got over 700 pairs last year, but they're over 27,000 pairs of eyeglasses. For a town of 18,000, that's a pretty impressive record, I think. Inkjet cartridges always go to the West Kentucky Mentoring. And they got 2,500 inkjets last year. Their totals are even higher than that. And Kate asked me to bring along the totals. They're just five short of 40,000.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that it's really, these just amazing figures. Well, you've been there. You're one of our recyclers. You go through those lines. Cell phones go to CASA. They got 150 last year, and totally they're over 2,300 old cell phones. Aluminum cans have always gone to the Watch Center. Probably the thing that's used maybe the most, 107,300 pounds of aluminum cans.
And they're light.
They're light, and I think to make up a total pound is 20 of them. So you can multiply that by 20, and you can see the more than a quarter of a million cans we've seen go through that line. And they've always gone to the Watch Center. David Taylor has a couple of bins there for 55-gallon barrels for oil. And you can kind of imagine where those might go if, in fact, we didn't do that. But even last year alone, he had over 100 gallons turned in. And since we started this, I think he's over the 500-gallon mark. The drugs, the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department will be there. When we first started to do this, I really didn't think we'd have very many people that would bring out old drugs for whatever reason. They did prescription drugs.
But it was a surprise, wasn't it?
434 gallons
since
they started this. That's just an amazing figure. The clothes go to Angel Attic. Well, they may go to different spots anyway, but I mean that's over. They've only got 9,000 pounds of clothes for Angel Attic.
And you know, if Angel's Attic doesn't sell the clothing as clothing, they can also recycle it as rags. So it's any kind of fabric will be reusable.
You're right. It's a win-win situation for everybody and the people in the community.
So even if the clothing is stained or ripped,
bring it. Just don't throw it away because they can find a use for it. And we would like to support Angel Clinic. And of course, you can do that through Angel Attic. The books, we take in some old books, community education. Again, that's Murray and Callaway County. Chris Woolridge heads that up for us. When we first started, we didn't think we'd get a lot of books, but he's over 43,000 pounds of books now. And the ones we can't recycle to take down to betterworldbooks.com, and that's where we make the money for the community education. We recycle those right there. I mean, we just take them right into the truck for the paper. The batteries, ABCD batteries, Keith Travis does that for us. And the last one we had, and I had to laugh about this in January. It was a little chilly in January when we did this last one. But he had the sign that said ABCD batteries, no charge. Well, some people laughed and some went, oh, my. Anyway, that's Keith Travis. And, of course, this is all – every one of these people that are out here I mentioned, it takes about 240 volunteer hours, are all volunteers to do this. The shoes, I think that's really an interesting one. Kiwanis started this, and they use it for third world countries to start water situations in third world countries. I didn't think, again, I was way off the mark here. I didn't think that would go so well, and they've gotten over 2,200 pairs of shoes since they started this. They've only done it four or five times.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's amazing. Of course, we'll have a bin out there for glass. We wrote a grant for a pulverizer about 3 years ago, I guess. Murray State has purchased that. If you want to buy a ton for $50, come on out. We've got some out there. We're going to use 250 tons of it as backfill when we put in some new pipe systems. It's supposed to be great drainage. And we had two ladies that came in, and they wanted for some decoration for their plants. And we told them it was $50 a ton. They said, well, we want to buy about a pound. And we worked out it like it was a dollar for them or something like that. But it really is pretty. 15th Street, go by there, and we fill up some of those aisles in the middle of the street with pulverized glass.
It sparkles.
And after it rains, you're right, it sparkles. Even through the ice and the sleet and everything else, when the sun comes out, like today, it does sparkle. It really is kind of nice. It's a nice little decorative touch. We've added that actually to a couple of our businesses. Phil Hazel uses it down at the jail.
Well, you've got it in the beds at the city hall. And
we do.
It sparkles really
it does,
well,
yeah. And we're going to put the plants in there that hopefully will sparkle too. Of course, you need the dirt underneath it. And then you put just a little layer of pulverized glass on there.
It's just mulch, yeah.
It's mulch, absolutely. And it lasts a lot longer than mulch too. I mean, I'm not trying to put anybody else out of the mulch. I don't think I'm going to do that anyway. But Murray State has taken some of that, and when you see a highway that sparkles and is asphalt, about 10% to 15% of it is pulverized glass.
Remarkable.
So it really is, just because it takes a million years for a glass bottle to disintegrate, to know that it is being used in a positive way in Murray and Callaway County. And we've had some inquiries for a couple of new businesses in Paducah that want to use it too. So really, it's really a win-win situation. I'm so grateful to the people of Murray and Callaway County and surrounding counties that come too. Henry County, they do come over the line quite a bit. I mean, I don't have time to keep track of whatever license plate goes through the line, but it is used by more than just Murray and Callaway County. I know that I know some people from Benton that they come quite regularly. Some people that live down on the lake, actually on the Tennessee side. They come too. So we're glad to do number 95. And today John Wright said, if you keep this up, you know 100 will be March of 2015. And he wants to know, you know, party hats, whatever else we're going to have. But right now we're really concentrating on what we're going to do this Saturday. And supposedly the weather that you see outside now is about what we ought to be getting for Saturday. And you can imagine if we had this set up 2 weeks ago, and all the stuff that we would have gone through.
No
but we've
kidding.
Been quite blessed to have very, very good weather.
Now, I have seen you out in the slough of rain, stalwartly welcoming people through.
Well, you have to kind of do it with a smile. I mean, I think God is a big recycler, obviously, and I think he wants to support this, or she. But if it does happen sometime that we do have some inclement weather, that's a sign that we should all go home. One time there was some lightning that we could see over by Lowe's, and it was kind of coming this way. So it was about 11 or 11:30. We had a pretty good crowd. A little dicey, so we wanted to err on the side of caution, so we said, let's go home, which
but
we did.
You're there at 9, right?
9 to 1. So a lot of people took the first 2.5 hours to go through, and if they didn't make it, I always tell them when the next one is.
But you know the pattern. When is the big hit on Saturday?
Don't come at 9. I mean, really, it's like a yard sale. Somebody will be there at 8:45. Well, I got to get somewhere. I understand that. But if you want to breeze through the line, and you've been there through the lines, and they're not really backed up very much, that we get them through in maybe 5-6 minutes, I would suggest after the big rush, come at 10:30, 11, I bet you can just breeze right on through.
See, I've never had to wait, so I didn't know when the bad times were.
I don't know if there's bad times. Well, it's kind of nice, though, even if they're backed up for 3 or 4, and I just say, go over here to the left, you know, that's where the paper is, or the whatever else they want to know about, the oil. We get them through rather quickly, and it's like a reunion, really. I mean, some of these people say, I know the routine. When's the next one? That's all they want to know. Well,
you pass out cards.
I did pass out cards, and our next one is May the 17th. It's the week after Murray State's graduation. Again, we get that parking lot, and that's why we can run 400 to 500 cars through that line, because of the cooperation that we've always had from Murray State, and that Dean Stutzman for years put out all our sawhorses. He's retired. Steve Harrell's kind of taken over that, and Mike Tiki before him. We've always had great cooperation. What a nice venue to do this, because if people forget, I've seen people forget, they're eating over at Cracker Barrel. Oh, I remember now, I'm supposed to come and make it. And so they come back. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while, they will even put it on the sign up there, Make a Difference Day, and advertise it for us. I got a call, Mr. Ward, I understand the basketball team's going to be playing at Nebraska Omaha on Monday now. I'm kind of glad they're not playing Saturday, because we've got some basketball freaks that are also recyclers, so it's just really nice.
You just need to have that focus on the 22nd, Saturday, Make a Difference Day, the 95th, 9 to 1. You got to just be there.
Well, thank you, Kate. That's exactly what I was going to say. I appreciate you having me over to do that. It really, when we started at 95 and the resource centers,
who'd have thunk, huh?
I never thought we would do 95, and I really hadn't really thought about 100. In March of 2015, very much, until John Wright mentioned it to me, because they've been very supportive. They come out and take pictures, and they all say, just like you did, I can't believe all these figures you're giving. I didn't make these up. I mean, I've got every card going back. So if you get 15 tons like we did in January, that adds up and adds to that 2,837-ton total that we've been able to amass first 94, number 5 is coming up Saturday.
Excellent. Thanks for being here today, Mayor.
Well, thank you for the invitation, because I know you have a lot of listeners out there. And when they come through, say, I heard you on WKMS talking about that.
Excellent.